Two wealthy teenage girls plot the murder of an overbearing stepfather who's really just a big jerk. Are they serious or just being dramatic? I'm Ron Brown with a Rivet review of the new film, Thoroughbreds.
We have a business proposition for you.
Rising stars Anya Taylor-Joy and Olivia Cooke are the rich but bored thoroughbreds in the title. They're smart but deadly in a movie that promises to be a film noir for millennials. It's moody and it's menacing, but with bits of humor dropped in along the way.
Amanda, this is my stepdad, Mark.
How long are you here, Amanda?
My mom's gonna pick me up around midnight.
Midnight's late for us. I'll call your mom. She can come pick you up now.
She's busy.
Doing what?
Chemotherapy.
Of course, they're lying to the stepfather. He's obnoxious, and they'd rather see him dead than follow his rules.
You hate him. You despise him.
Honey, you can't go in looking like that.
I'm fine. Let me just... I'm not going to have to stand here all day like a robot, repeating myself. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
You ever think about just killing him?
How would you?
They recruit a local drug dealer, played by the late Anton Yelchin, and hatch a murder plot.
We have a business proposition for you.
You got a gun?
Yes, I have a gun. You don't know where I come from.
Westchester.
Amanda.
You have no idea.
I didn't think you'd bring it here.
All three young lead actors are terrific. Cook starred in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. The beautiful Anya Taylor-Joy rose to fame in The Witch and Split. And of course, Yelchin's short career includes his role as Chekhov in the last Star Trek film before his tragic death. It's edgy, it's aggressive, and it has a pulse-pounding soundtrack.
You cannot hesitate. The only thing worse than being incompetent, or being unkind, or being evil, is being indecisive.
Okay. Shall we?
The film uses sound well, and it implies far more than it shows. All of the gory violence takes place off-screen. The problem is the pace. Thoroughbreds trots through the story and never really reaches a full gallop. It's basically film noir light, but at least it tries to breathe new life into the genre. And for that, I give Thoroughbreds 3 stars out of 5 on the Rivet rating scale. I'm Ron Brown, this is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.